obviously, we are misyachis. The halacha allows me to view what is above 20 as if it isn't here. Meaning the following, that since I have sufficient kaira lamala mi esrin, there is no shir. The shir is the obvious kolshu. So therefore, since I can just simply view what's above 20 as if it's not here, therefore it should be kosher. Pratim Mar, well, then the same thing should be true by Schach. And this Mishnah by in Sukkah says the same thing. It's almost a carbon copy except for one word. Instead of Yemite, it's Psula. Which means also the same halachas. So the Gemara says, well, you have to say that that's not true. We are going to say that it's Tzlasim Rumi Chamas. No. The by Sukkah is different because Chamas Rumi Tzlasim before that. Over there it's different because if we will view what's above 20 as not being here, the one below 20 is insufficient. Well, then by Mobli, it's the same thing. By Kairab, the same result. Now, here is Ludaiti, the Chiddush of the Sugya. I didn't find a Machloikas on this point, but the El Al Korchuk of the Gemara is a very straightforward one. It's true. What's from above 20, regarding the Halakas and the Psul, that above 20 is Puzzle, you're right. We are being told, ignore what's above 20. However, with respect to below 20, ramifications of below 20, what's above 20 is not considered to be non-existent. You don't have to ignore it. But care, you don't want to ignore it. So that's the Gemara's response. El al-Korchuk, in the case of Kar, you must say, Nasudin Kishbudin Shilbarzo. You must say that what is above 20 is, in fact, Mechazek, what's below 20, to give it a din kaira and be matir and be machshir, the mavli. Zakti Mar, if that's true, then the same thing should be true about tzilasa and mechamasa. Now, this youth that was chamasa and rubin tzilasa will now say what is above 20 is mechazik what's below 20. Hold on, I know we have to talk about that. What's below 20 to be machshir, the schach below 20. To now allow that this is Tzilasim Ruchamosa, and therefore at this point of the Gemara, there is no beer as to why the Mavui should be Pasul, or why the Sukkah would be Pasul according to the second Lush. In other words, you've dealt with the Kalash, you've dealt with the issues, and now Svaras have to be advanced to explain why either Mavui is Pasul or Sukkah is Pasul, which is what Gemara proceeds to do. According to Rav Miparzakya, the halacha is that it's a Gzera, Mishum Yechoshish, that Mishtakul Minei, as he says. According to Ravina, it's a different issue. One is Deraisa, one is Derabanan. And we mentioned last time the Machlokes, Taisus Gaon Yaakov, had to explain the Shita of Ravina. So it's not important for now. But that's what's happening in this Sugya. And I want to emphasize, if the point is really brought out in Rava, Amar Zevezek Karsha, Cholol, Sukkah Tznan, Cholol Mavli Tznan. Notice the Lushan. The point he's emphasizing is the whole problem never began. You didn't learn right pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean that if the Mavui is above 20, it's a problem. The Mishnah is teaching me that if I have a halal 20, that's the problem. More than 20, I'm allowed to have 20. If it's above 20, I have a problem. That is the issue that the Mishnah is addressing. And that is, in fact, the solution. And therefore, at least as far as our sugi goes, the issue of Kloish is a non-entity. We didn't have the question. We don't need the result. We don't need anything else. Okay. However, gentlemen, as you know, there are two pshatim advanced in Tosfos. We've shown them both in Sukkah and here. Both bring these two potential pshatim. The pshat of the Ri is in a certain sense a simple one. It fits perfectly with Kaira. It's saying that what is above 20 essentially is maintaining what is below 20. The schach below 20 is tzilos mechamosa. It would be kosher to be machsher any sukkah. But it needs what's above 20 to hold it in place. It would be too flimsy, as he says, yispazi beruach, it would be too flimsy, it would blow away. You need what's above to give it the weight that it shouldn't blow away. So, the Gemara's maskana is very good, especially the way we teached it. What's above 20 is mashpia on below 20 to be machshir and be matir. Therefore, in the case of the kaira, what is being said is that in spite of the fact that with respect to the dinim of above 20, it's not here, with respect to dinim of below 20, it is here and is mechazek the kaira gives it a din kaira to be maturit. It gives it the brius, the strength as a kaira. Like the Gemara's lashon for it is nasek hishvudin shel barzel to be matir. Similarly, according to the Ri, is very good. You're right. Regarding halachas of above 20, not here. But to be mechazik what's below 20, that it shouldn't blow away, it should be considered like sach that will be one that will is lasting, that certainly has the halacha. And for that, in a chinami, it will be kosher, no problem. In the second shot of Taisvis, it's a little bit harder. Because what's above 20 is not only coming to be mechazik, what's below 20. It's changing the dinim of below 20. The dinim below 20 is not good. It's chamas rembitzilosa. You need to mitzarif the two in order to be matir what is below 20. That is a fundamental difference between the two pshatim. And it's difficult enough that if I understood the Ran correctly, that's why he doesn't even like this pshat. The Ran, for all kinds of reasons, which we'll get to in Yitzhak Hashem, really should have been madif, the pshat of the second pshat of Taisvus. But this issue, which is the how the schach above 20 is mitzdarif to what's below 20, when we know schach above 20 cannot be kosher, that issue is an issue that bothers the Ran, and really bothers the Ritva too. Because the Ritva by us asked this kasha. If you noticed, that's what the Ritva was saying in that the second Ritva. There are two important Ritvas here in our sugya. In the second Ritva, he asked the kasha. And he tells us the solution. He says, V'yesh loimar, D'cheven d'psul shalamata, Einoi elev meisha chamas v'm mitzilosa. Well, let me, you see in the kasha, that is his kasha, v'yim taimar, U'bar mehochi, Lemalahu delay damu lefishi tasenu. They're not the same. Dehacha gabi kara shir yeshlanu. Like kara, we have the shir. Elish mechusar kiyam. Vareyish davar shemamida. V'nachshav ma shelamala keilu haya binyan alav shel arichim. Vilu gabi suka ein lanu lamata schach kosher. In other words, above 20, you're saying is possible. Great, it's possible. But at least it can be a thing that's mechazik what's below 20. It's not needed midine kaira. It's dina midini mechazik, what's below. But over here by sukkah, how's it going to help? V'yeshlemar decheven dipsul shalamata ein olamit neisha chamas v'mitziloso. Kedai yesh b'schach shalamala lahachshir zeh. Kevon shu schach kosher me'atzmoy. Ritva introduces something, which essentially is the aside of the second Teretz of Taisus. Schach above 20 is not schach posel. It's schach that would be kosher if it would be below 20. We'll see what those words mean soon. V'hu oimed umiskay l'mashu l'mato dafilu b'schach posel anu machshirin b'shechavton v'gam kin shap yeshinu l'hachshir b'zeh afilu v'loichavton ilav darminin klish. In other words, the point he makes here is that it somehow is mitzari. He says very crucial words l'daiti here. He said, it's resting on what is below. Based on the fact that it's resting on what is below, it can be matir. He made a similar comment before, five words that he added when he spoke about this before. He said, ulefichach, im ein silosa, this is in the previous Ritva, im ein silosa b'mechamosin b'telen l'gabi ma'ashe l'mala, ma'ashen kin b'zoi ki ha'elyoin, Seimech al hatachdoin. It's resting on it. Now, in Meseches Sukkah, he kimat says the same thing, but I want to bring out another statement he says, another few more words. He does say here, V'loi oid, elishu seimech kolmash lamal mimenu. What's below is supporting what's above. V'nitpaloi. It's tuffle to it. And based on that, he wants to say that it is makshir. Now, how did you guys... I'm going to give you guys a chance. You know, I'm not going to stand on ceremony. What did you guys... How did you understand that? Would you medayik those words? What's the idea of the tzirif? What's the key nakuda here that makes it different? And I'm going to take it a step further. How is it from Hutzpah? How do you understand that? He's emphasizing several times this idea. So I understood this chiddush. You're right. Physically, it's above 20. But its existence above 20 is based on a force that's holding it, that's below 20. So the essential position of the schach is, now I'm not going to say it's below 20, but it's nitpal to what's below 20 because it needs it. Its existence above 20 is all based on what is below 20. Says the Ritva, in that case, it's nitpaloi. It blends into that schach and becomes one with it to be able to be matir the sukkah. Not a kitekach that it moves, but it's din. Remember, he's not holding a schach possible. It's schach that doesn't have the heksher. It's missing something. We'll talk about that in a moment. It's missing heksher. It's a, I'm going to call it for a moment, neutral schach. It's not schach kosher. It's not schach possible. It's neutral. Its neutrality is now being hukshar al yaday the fact that it is resting on something which is at 20. Since that which is at 20 is what is supporting it, its existence above 20 is based on what's below 20, it becomes one, it becomes connected to what's below 20 to now enable it to be machshir what is below. The schach kosher is being machshir this schach to be matrit and be machshir what is below 20. This schach is neutral schach. Normally you get your heksher from your position physically. This schach is getting its heksher from what's below 20. The schach below 20 is schach that's hukshir. It's supporting the schach. Therefore it can give this schach a din heksher to be matur what is below 20. Now, I'm going to stop for a moment now and explain this. And explain this a little more ideas here that I want to bring in. What is this whole issue? Taisus begins and tells me that schach above 20 is schach possible. And therefore, Taisus has a major issue in this sugi and therefore has to learn that the schach below 20 is losim mechamosa. Then the Taisus says, V'yeshleimar, we could say another pshat. We could actually say that the schachim are mitzdar. What's going on? Is schach above 20 schach posel? Or is it not schach posel? And if it is schach posel, well, what's the machlekes here? What's the issue here? What does it mean that it's schach posel? Can it be mashe the sukkah of the schach below? Certainly not. Everybody agrees that schach above 20 isn't matir and matir a sukkah. So what's the issue here, whether it's schach posel or not schach posel? I'm going to draw your attention for a moment to the sugya in sukkah. There's a very interesting sugya in sukkah. The Gemara talks about in sukkah a Mishnah. You build a sukkah under a tree, it's like you built it in your house. It should be possible. Taisvis, just at the beginning, Mara goes through a whole Shach Gitarah, what's the Chiddush, Pshita, Mara says, Havamina, Pshay B'shechavton, it would have been Starv, Schach Pussel, B'shach Kash, not important. Taisus makes a statement, Sha'ilan Mechuber, the Ilan is connected to the ground of Ba'inan Dover Tolish, Dumi Dipselins Gerenth Gerenth V'yekin. So, Taisus explains to me, what's wrong with building a sukkah under a tree? There are certain criteria in sukkah. They have to be what's called Pselis Gerenth V'yekin. That means it has to be something which is not mechuber lekarka. It has to be something which is not mekabel tuma. These are the basic criteria of schach. Taisus says an ilan is posel because it is mechuber lekarka and therefore it's posel. Then Taisus says a strange thing: v'masuka shetachas se ilan mesuchechas karoy shetilos v'mechamosa lav mistaber shetiposel mishum tzir of schach posel kevin diki shaklis lei. L'posel akati tilos from mechamosa. Elokish ain tilos from mechamosa l'machma sabsul airi. Taisus says this case of the sukkah tachas the ilan is talking about with a sukkah under the ilan. is not tzilasa mechamasa. But if the sukkah indeed would be tzilasa mechamasa, then enochina would be possible. I said it backwards. I said it right. If what is under the tree, we're talking about where it is tzilasa mechamasa, where it's not tzilasa mechamasa. I need the tree. But it would be tzilas v'chamasa, then enochinami, the sukkah would be kosher. The tree, the Mishnah says, oisa sukkah satach tzilin is kilo asav v'toich habayis. You build your sukkah, what kind of sukkah are we talking about? Pashas, a kosher sukkah. You build your sukkah under a tree, it's possible. And Tosfos tells me, well, that's only if what? If you didn't build your sukkah with enough schach. If you built your sukkah with enough schach, then enochinami, it would be kosher. Hold for a moment. This must be our shita of the re here by us. Because if Taisus is telling me that the schach above 20 is schach posel, which is exactly what an ilan is, then how could what is under it be kosher? It's schach posel on top of other schach. How could it be kosher? Elamai says Taisus. The case is talking about where what's under 20 is tzilas mechamasa. And that's why the sukkah is kosher. Because in spite of the fact that I have above tzilas mechamasa, but I have below tzilas mechamasa, and that's why my sukkah is kosher. What? Okay, hold on. So now, what does the reintroduce? That's a good question. I don't want to deal with it today. And I'm not going to deal with it at all. I'll just say the answer in one line. Maybe at some point, maybe before Yom Kippur or something, I'll say Psul about talk about my Apple Shear about this, but I don't want to talk about it now. But you're asking good. In other words, after that, when the dust clears, so Tosfos now, the only way he could have been mashed this in the end of the day, if he's calling it Schach Posel, was to be working with a sheet of Tosfos here. So if that's true, the whole thing is kosher, what's the problem? So Tosfos introduces a new problem. The problem is because of a Psul that if you take away what's above, what is below falls down. Why? Why should they make a difference? If you hold what's above 20 schach posel, if you hold it schach posel, you're saying by definition it is like an pashtus, like it's another entity, like it's metal. I know it's not, but it's you're almost saying it's something that can't blend. Well, here I have a separate entity theoretically. Taisa says himself, if this would be Hamas Ben Tzanas, it would be Bitzdar Schach Posel, but Hadid Schach Kosher. I'd have that problem.
If it would be separate,
but I don't know why the separate entity would make a difference. Tell me something. If I took metal and put it on top of my schach, would that be okay? Even if it's blended, it's sitting on top of it. If I took metal, or I took cardboard, or I took plastic trees, or I took a mechubar lekarka tree. Only because of bittul. Only because you have to come to bittul. Only because of bittul. Without bittul. If it's
lamb. Maybe the extra place is bittul.
Who says that it's bittul? Doesn't say that whatever is above 20 is not bottle. Whatever is above 20 is still visible. Just take your ruler and you see.
It's
not Nikolatsma. It's Nikolatsma. It means I can determine what's where the 20 is, where the psul is. When you have shechavtan, the idea is you look at it and you can't find the tree. And even that's not so much. It's a complicated shechavtan. But the push-up shot is you look at it and don't see the tree. Everything looks like the same. No, you don't. You can't.
How can you not see what you're talking
about? Why? Some branches are mechubar and some aren't. How can you see the difference which are and which aren't? You have branches on top of your sukkah and you take some more branches and put them in. Those branches are mechubar. But that's the case of mishkaftim. That is the case of mishkaftim. When you blended them in a way in which you can't determine where those branches are, you don't see them right away. They're both. Over here, there's no bittul. It's clearly one is separate from the other. So this re must be operating according to the sheet of Taisvis in Sukkah. namely that the schach posel on top of the schach kosher would normally posel. However, when it's less than milcha maser, it won't. Now, the shita, the second teretz of Tosfos, is in fact the shita of most of the Rishonim in Sukkah. The shita of the Ritva, shita of the Rashi. There is no Rashi, but shita of the Ritva, shita of the Ran. They all argue with Tosfos. They all, of course, you build a Sukkah under an Ilan, even in Sosmech Mosse, it's possible. But they're hard pressed. If that's the case, they have a case in Sukkah similar to the one we have by us, where you have, this case is Chamos B'mtzilos on top of another Sukkah. And the Gemara seems to imply that the what's sufficient below has to be Tzlos B'mtzilos independent of what the Chamos B'mtzilos above it. Let's see that. I actually gave you that Lashon here inside. I think I gave it the Ritva here. V'nochin dafilu b'shekodma ha-sukkah makshina. Even if the Sukkah was there first. By the way, this is an important Nakuda. I didn't mention it, but it's important to know. There's a big nafgamini here with Tosfos. I don't want to go into the cheshbon of it. The Marsha says it. Tosfos is talking about where the sukkah preceded the tree. You had built your sukkah in Tzatzim Mechamos, then put the tree afterwards. If the tree comes first, Tosfos is also made that if you put a sukkah under the sukkah, it's going to be possible. In our case, it must be that the schach preceded what was above 20. You don't put what's above 20 and then build under it. You build up. So you put down the schach, which was below 20, and build up. So that's what it'll be kashiv according to this. The Ritva says it doesn't matter. Afila bishin kodma sukkah makshina, and even if the sukkah came first. Lefisha kevan ha-shatzel ha-ilan shu-posel oimed lamala, hare mevatal tzel ha-schach kashish lamata mimenu. Shatzel mina elyen hu-choshiv afal pishu ma'uchar, in other words, the Ritva says that schach above 20 that is not kosher, like an elon, is poisel the branches directly below kilu, they're not there. So when you're cheshbening, do I have enough tzel in my sukkah? You have to look at the area of the schach, which is not tachas ha'ilon. Does that pranaya provide enough tzel, or doesn't it? If it does, my sukkah is kosher. If it doesn't, then my sukkah is going to be posel. And you can have interesting cases, like you're trying to talk about. You know, you have to sometimes look very carefully, according to the Ritva. You've got to see what's directly below, what's above. The second teretz of Tosfos by us, which is also the sheet of the Ritva and the Ran, are all operating with this idea as well. In other words, if the schach above 20 is indeed schach posel, it will be poisel what's below 20. So the only way to be machshir this sukkah is going to be because I'm going to say what's above 20 is in fact not schach posel. If it's not schach posel, then the Ritva seems to imply it doesn't bother me. It is this kind of neutral schach. I have no better word for it. It's neutral schach. It's schach that doesn't passel, but at the same time can't be machshir. Okay? Is that good, guys? That's where this taisus is coming from. That's what's happening here in this taisus, and that's where they're operating from that position. Yeah.
You're saying that the second version of taisus is like...
Absolutely.
In that sugya.
Wait a second. I'm not sure. Tosfos doesn't say what his issue is here. And I don't know in I believe the Inami will shim. I didn't mention that, but I believe the Inami will shim with the Ritva too. Because I think that's the point he's addressing. Inami, let me ask the question. I forgot to mention this. Tosfos, I think, is learning like the Ritva. And I think that's what he means in this Inami. Gabi Hutzen Yesh Lifsul Yoyser, Hurl Vagudim El Yoinim Vatachtoinim Zebeze, Tikalash Yipol HaKol. What does he mean by that? You know, what if we Yipol HaKol? I mean, wasn't that true by Kaira too? I mean, what does he want from that? I think what he wants to impress is that what's below is based on what's above. It's totally on what's above. as opposed to by us, where it's Samech and what's below. Where the support is makes the difference. What here in the case of Hutzin, the schach below is nitnitval to what's above. Therefore, it's going to remain possible. I admit the words aren't great, but I don't see an edif shah. I don't know how else you can do it if you don't work it with the, at least with that cheshbon of the ritual. No, the last part, I don't know how you want to review the last part. I heard your pshat. They told me your pshat. I don't know how well it works in the Pesukim of Sukkah. No, where it works in the Pesukim of Sukkah. Okay, we'll have to leave. I know, somebody told me your pshat. I wanted to ask you. I wanted to let you say it to me. So let's give a chance to say it himself, but you were busy. Let me stay on this for a moment, and then I'll come back. We'll talk after. I don't know what issue is that? He changes in the, what's called Scott Paul Sonati. It's a side issue in the Sugya and Sukkah.
It's not changing about
the
shot itself.
Yeah, but he's addressing the ability of Scott Kosher against that of Scott Paul below. He's saying that you can be Mitzarev, that he needed that. All right, okay. Anyway, what I now want to suggest, I want to talk about this for a moment. What is the hesber of this machlokes? Whether or not above 20, number one, we see something very interesting. The Taisus is calling what's above 20 schach pulsa. The Ritva has introduced a brand new concept of something called a neutral schach. Now, just in the meaning of the words, everybody is might that the position of the schach is what is making the schach invalid. But the notion of something called schach posel, pardon me for sounding a little strange here, it's not so much that it's posel, but the idea is it's posel. It's a schach that invalidates. It invalidates. It invalidates what's below it, if in the right conditions. It's a schach that invalidates. The Ritva is saying this schach doesn't invalidate. Just based on its position, it won't posel anything. Why does Tosfos consider an Elon above Tzatzim HaMasa? It doesn't bother Tosfos. It doesn't bother him. The Ritva says it passes what's below. What's the conception here of Schach that leads to this Machlekes Rishon? So I want to draw your attention to an interesting Machlekes on Daf Chav Beis. On Daf Chav Beis, the Gemara asks the Stira. The Mishnah says that if a Sukkah is Chamasa Mitzilos, it's possible. And it says on Daf Chav Beis that a sukkah has to be tzlosim mechamasa to be kosher. Gemara asked, is a problem. Because what if they're exactly equal? According to the based on the Mishnah, that chamasa mitzlosim was posel, it's mashma exactly equal to be kosher. According to the Gemara in Chav Beis, it's telling me that if they're exactly equal, it'll be posel. So which is it? If you have exact schach with empty space, is the sukkah posel or the sukkah kosher? What's the din? So we have a machlekes rishonim there. Very interesting machlekes. Rashi says, the Gemara's lashon is kan milamala, kan milamata. Rashi says, it depends on where you look. If you look up and you see that the schach and the empty space are exactly equal, Rashi says, in that case, the sukkah is going to be posel. Why? Because it's going to generate on the floor, Rashi understands light diffusion, it's going to generate more sun on the floor of the sukkah than shade. Lamata, if lamata they're equal, Rashi says, then it's kosher. Tosfos says over there that you're all looking at the ceiling. It just depends on your vantage point. Tosfos is an interesting metzias. He says, if you're further away, he says, then if they're equal, the sun area will, if they're equal, the sun area will actually appear larger. So when the Gemara says that they're of equal, it's talking about somebody who's standing at the at that point. At the point on the bottom and looking up. And the metzias on top is that schach and empty space are equal. The case that says when there's more sun than shade is talking about somebody standing at the top. He can see the metzias. He doesn't have the light diffusion. Therefore, he says, in that case, the sukkah will be possible. Bottom line, guys, the Taisvus is saying that the sole source of determining the sukkah is based on the gag. You look at the roof. Does the roof have more schach, or does it have less schach? Is it equal schach in empty space, or does it have less? Rashi says you're going to look at the floor. The floor is your determining quality. Is there more shade on the floor or isn't there? The Ritva and the Ran, they're all learned like Rashi. Taisus is unique in this pshat and this sukkah. What's bothering Taisus? And what's the machlekas there between Rashi and Taisus? I think the machlekas there is this. It's dependent on the hagdara of what schach is. Rashi's hagdara of schach is a sunscreen, a shade producer, a sunscreen. It provides shade. If the schach does not provide shade, it's not kosher schach. Rabbeinu Tam, in fact, Taisvis, operates that the yesod of what schach is a cover, a roof to your sukkah. And it goes with the rules of mechitzas. We say poritz ke'oimed. If poritz is ke'oimed, it's kosher. If you have equal schach and equal space, it's kosher. If it doesn't, it doesn't. The floor is not the issue. The roof is the issue. This is the machloikis regarding Elon between Taisus and the Ritva. An Elon was placed before you built your schach. Taisus says it's possible. Why is it possible? Because what's the roof of your sukkah? It's the Elon. However, Taisus says, if you built your schach properly, you put an Elon afterwards, who cares? You were machshir and matir your sukkah with a gag, a proper gag. What happens later doesn't bother me. The Ritva says it bothers me a lot because the whole yesod of what tzchach has to do is it has to be the shade producer of the sukkah. If something else is making the shade, it's passeling my tzchach. Therefore, by definition, the Ritva has to introduce an idea that in that sugi there at least, it's talking about a sukkah under a sukkah, that when you have tzchach kosher above other tzchach, it's neutral. I'll almost use the word, it's transparent. It doesn't make shade. It doesn't produce psul. It's transparent. It doesn't affect the sukkah below. It doesn't matter. That's why I'm telling you, the meaning really of schach posel is, it's a poisel. It's poisel your sukkah. Schach that is not schach posel doesn't poisel. It won't be poisel your sukkah. So this, I think, I see that the player doesn't like this because he's feeling, well, Tyson over there could be holding like Rabbeinu Tam over here. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. He could be right. In other words, it could be. I'm not denying it. It could be. In other words, let's at least say the Ritva and Ron are running with the Shitasim over here, that they are certainly learning that what's above is staff caution. It's possible. It is. Tyson just says, doesn't say it for shame. Does anyone say it for shame Rabbeinu Tam here? Yeah, it says over there. It says Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, what I'm only suggesting is that that's what this machlekes is. It's an important machlekes, and it comes up again and again and again in sukkah. In fact, at one point, I found six lishitosims. Six lishitosims, Taisvis, and the Ritva. For example, the Mishnah says later that if you build a sodin, you put a sodin on your sukkah. Sodin is a sheet. Lena'isa is kosher. But if you do it in order to lahogin, to protect from the sun, or to protect from leaves falling down on your sukkah, the halacha is it's possible. So Taisus right away has a problem. Why is it possible? What's the problem? Your schach was once kosher. Putting a sheet on top of it doesn't affect it. Taisus then is mechadesh, it's possible midin mamid. Because it's protecting from the sun that the leaves shouldn't dry out, or it's protecting leaves from falling down, it essentially is maimi the schach. So that's why the sukkah is possible. Rashi and the other Rishonim in the sugya have no problem. Of course it's possible. It's getting the shade now. Something else is giving the shade, not this.
The Ran Bedas Rashi.
What?
The Ran Bedas Rashi is known that way.
The Ran Bedas Rashi? What do you mean by that?
The Ran Bedas Rashi now puffs learns like you're saying now places.
He goes with the taste of the pshat in the sugya there.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. Do you have it? Let me see.
What's Rashi says? Rashi says the name.
Ashos Kanaim. Well, you will understand that the potential is if the sun were to be directly overhead, it would still shine in.
So,
like,
that's the way we measure things? We measure things that exactly mean.
That's a very important point, and yes, it's true, you do that. Now, why you do that is a big problem, especially because the Rishona bring out that at that time of year, the sun is at an angle. And that's a problem in how, in the whole issue of the idea of the stock produces cell, because the sun is always coming at an angle at that time. Yeah, the Rishonim talk about it.
That's Ritva.
Yeah, they all could be. You say there's something special that he raises that issue. Could be. I didn't even think of that, but I hear the point. It's making a point. Is that the Ritva Lishitasa raises that problem. That it's always the Gemara talks about above 20 how it comes in, and it only works if it's the sun is directly overhead. And the Ritva raises the problem that the sun is never directly overhead at that time. It's Tishrei. That's how the sun goes. The sun is at the lower angle. So it's always coming into the Sukkah at an angle. He raised the problem. I got it wrong? Yeah, let me see. Oh, in Rashi?
Yeah, that's Rashi.
I don't care about Das Rashi. What does the Ran himself say, though?
Rashi
is tricky. Okay, I'm not going to push it. Rashi is a tricky sheet anyway. Rashi in the middle and Daftes, we're not learning Sukkah now, guys. In the middle of Daftes, Rashi switches. He starts out like Taisvis, and then in the middle of the Sugya, he switches and starts talking like the Ritva. Rav Yah Bamakom says that Rashi changed his mind in the middle of the Sugya. That's what the Rav Yah says. Now, that can't be shot. And if we learn Sukkah, we deal with it. But Rashi is always tricky in this. He has a very interesting sheet and a very in-between kind of sheet. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Why is that psul?
Because it's not the only psul. The psul of cell is crucial. In other words, it's what. There is a din, like, yes. Right. That din of shade is what the Ritva is introducing. That Scott has another ingredient. I'm not denying that. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Tolui is, the case of the poles. Horitz Goyme, the Gemara introduces by Scott.
The Gemara, my focus is whether I need Goyme to sell time or sell right?
No, I'm not, I never, I, no, 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 no. You need, that. You can have even Horitz Goyme is kosher at the top. You never need Roiv. You just need Horitz Goyme. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you need parts ka'imen. It's like a machitza. That was his kasha. He has the kasha over there. Okay. Show me later. I'm not focusing on it. Okay, guys. I wanted just to talk about that. Bring out that machlekes. I wanted to just discuss how we learn, how we understand the Ritva's teretz here. I do believe that ultimately the second teretz of Taisvis fits with the Ritva. I think that's what he's saying in that Inami. Otherwise, I don't know Upshot. My difficulty with what I heard in your name is I don't know how that's the Nasik Kitzos from Rebbe Chamasa. I don't know what the Maskana is. Bishlam, if I understand the top is must be on the bottom in some way or connecting to, I understand. But if you simply say they're all where they are and it just stays where it was, so what was the chiddush of that second lashon? Honestly, I'd have to hear. I have to get a little tired. Okay, here I want to just one more point, guys, before we finish. I know a lot of you came over to me and said to me, "What are we doing next? Are we skipping?" And there's nothing here. So I want to just make a statement. The case here of this sugya of midas is a very fascinating sugya. And there are some major problems here that yield some very, very important issues concerning the halachas of midas. And tomorrow, I would like to address them. I'm going to give you a rishonim that on the sugya that Achronim asks kashas on. Basic issues are raised in the sugya of midas. And I believe that the terutzim that I want to suggest are quite innovative. We'll see how you react. But we will address the basic issues of midas. We're going to bring in other issues of Midas. Those of you who are familiar with Reb Chaim Noach, Chazanish, that's going to be addressed. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to get into that too. All of that will come to bear on this sugya here, because based on the psukim of the sugya, if you guys saw that, saw the Rambam, saw the Rashba, saw the various Rishonim, there's some major problems which need to be addressed. We will see tomorrow, Oilas Shabbos, Prima Gadim, leave certain basic things here, Tzarechim, I have no beer. So that's what I want to do tomorrow. Now, you'll have to chazir the sugya again, read it a little more carefully, think about what's going on over here. You know, is this just machlokes about Messiahs? What's going on over here? What are they arguing about? It's Hashem, that's we're going to address that tomorrow. Please read it a little more explainers perhaps than you read it last time.
Get a little shear on Midas Tavis,
I hear. I hear that.